Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. Our goal today is to bring you interesting topics from our guest. We are broadcasting on 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Our guests today are Mayor Tim Huff, Village of Huntley, and Dave Johnson, City Manager. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us, Ron.
I know it's going to be exciting for you to tell us about what's going on in Huntley and all the good things that are happening. So I'm going to give the ball over to both of you guys to take it away.
I just want to say thank you for having us on to give us the opportunity to tell the residents what we have happening in town. And with that, I'll turn it over to Dave, and we'll go back and forth.
Thank you, Mayor. It is really an exciting time in Huntley. I will say that it's probably been a long time since we've seen this much development interest. And south to north, there's significant and important projects that are going on. And we'll start on the south side by the interchange and work our way north. Obviously, we've seen significant improvements in and around the interchange area in the last decade, and I think now we're starting to reap those benefits. The Amazon project that was approved a year ago is moving forward, and at this point, we'll expect that both buildings, the 630,000 square foot first building and the 1.1 million square foot second building, will be open here before the end of the year. And from that point, we've seen some interest that we believe probably has been driven by Amazon and their desire to be here. But we're looking at six projects in and around the interchange area. And in total will be about 1.8 million square feet. The two Amazon projects, as I mentioned, were 1.7 million square feet of building. So some significant interest in and around that interchange area. The Hampton Inn obviously continues construction. That's north of the interchange. The anticipated opening for the Hampton Inn is the middle of this June, hopefully sooner. But they've had some challenges with supply and labor issues as well. So, we have some outlot development that's north of the Hampton. Lighthouse Daycare is a project that was just approved by our board behind Culver's. And then two outlot developments, Bell Tire and then also a car wash just south of Walmart. And the biggest news, and maybe I'll let the mayor announce this one because he's been eagerly waiting this project as everybody else in Huntley has for the last decade or so. So I'll turn it back to the mayor to hit the big one.
It's all yours, Mayor.
The big question we always get is when is Panera coming to town? And we finally might have an answer. The last communication we had with them is stating they want to break ground this year and be open by November. So we will patiently await that, and that would be another good thing for the village.
Now, Mr. Mayor, you know this is being recorded about Panera because it started in 2018, correct?
It started actually in 2013, and I was on planning and zoning when I first saw the plan. And then in 2015, it came in front of the village board, and I was a trustee at that point. And here we are in 2022, and hopefully it becomes a reality. So,
okay, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
So, going north from Panera, we have three residential projects that are actively under construction or being vetted. So on the far east end, just across from St. Mary Church, D.R. Horton has purchased the remaining 180 lots in the Cider Grove subdivision. Home construction is visible out there today, so we'd anticipate that Horton will wrap the Cider Grove subdivision up and here in the next couple of years. And then back closer to Village Hall, just south of Main Street, the village has been negotiating with MI Homes for 173 homes, and that's just on the south side of the municipal complex. And obviously then Lennar finishes, and they will be continuing to build out the Talamore subdivision. So we've seen some good single-family building permit activity, 143 permits issued in 2021. We continue to see an active residential market, and our building permit activity for the first couple months of the year has been as strong as we've seen in quite some time. And I think the projects that we're most excited about are in our downtown area. We have one that's on our plan commission this evening for a final recommendation, and that's the redevelopment of the former fire station number one site. We've been working with a developer by the name of Military Enterprises to move forward with a mixed-use concept there with a restaurant on the first floor and then a three-story addition to the building that would give us 18 apartments above the restaurant.
Those will be apartments, not condos?
That's correct. So they would be rental units above the restaurant. The restaurateur that we've been working with is Dan Hart from DC Cobbs. So that would give us another restaurant in the downtown area. So that project is up for final consideration with the Plan Commission this evening, and then is anticipated to be back to the Village Board for final consideration on March 10th. Another project that's on our Plan Commission agenda this evening for a conceptual review is the redevelopment of the Caddy property. This is the 3 acres just south of Main Street that the Village has owned for the last 5 years. We purchased the property in 2017. It was a strategic purchase, obviously, in the core of the Village, knowing that we had for a long time looked at that as a centerpiece for passenger rail. It still likely will be that, but the concept that's in front of the board will be for 37 apartment units in that building. So working with a developer by the name of True North out of the Wakanda area, just completed a project in Crystal Lake at the old Lutheran Church, similar nature. So we're eager to move forward in the review process with that developer as well.
Dave, can you tell us a little bit about the shops on Main? I see there's quite a few small buildings there. What type of shops that will be there?
Sure. The mayor and I had an opportunity this past summer to visit the downtown Batavia, and this is an idea that that we saw down in Batavia. And the idea is, to build on what has been, we believe, is a wonderful revitalization of our downtown. But knowing that we're somewhat limited on building space, the idea here is to put up these temporary buildings that would house those looking to expand their businesses, perhaps their working out of their home now. They don't have the resources, financial resources, to go and either build or rent a brick and mortar location. So these shops would be not only an opportunity to expand our shopping district, but also an incubator for new businesses looking to expand in the community. So we're eager to move forward with this project. We're still putting the final details in place. Best case scenario, we may be open at the end of this year for a short season, but certainly by the time 2023 rolls around, we'd like to have the entire project up and going. I'd be remiss not to mention what a great partner the First Congregational Church has been in the downtown. This proposed shopping area is on property owned by the church, and they've been wonderful partners, not only on this project, but in ensuring that we have parking in the downtown available for all those who come in and visit downtown throughout the year.
So, Dave, those little shops, and people will pay a fee to the city?
Correct.
And that's a monthly fee they'll pay for the use of the shop?
That's correct.
That's great. The for those shops there, have you investigated, like, what types of shops might want to go in there, or is it going to be open to the public to come forward to say, I want to put something in there? How are you going to attract those people?
Yeah, so the idea in some ways has been to roll out of the farmers market, perhaps some of the vendors that we've seen in the farmers market looking to expand their business. Also, the idea would be to advertise and put out information regarding the program to see who we might attract.
It's a great idea because it reminds me of downtown Chicago around the holidays, Christmas time, with the Christmas shops that all these shops are set up for, Christmas decorations and ornaments and what have you, that it can certainly lure a lot of people into something like that.
That's exactly the concept. And again, we've seen some other local communities pick up on this idea as well. And, we believe that once ours is in place, it will be as good as you'll see anywhere.
And how about development as far as there's other road development going on, or is it pretty much status quo right now, or do you need any expansion in any other areas, or railway stations?
Yeah, you know, so I'll let the mayor elaborate on passenger rail, because I know that's something that he's been following. But our road program for 2022 will just be a resurfacing year for us. But some major collectors in the village, including Reed Road, Halgas Road, and Ruth Road. So we are in the process of completing basically our road improvement, our road maintenance on the north side of the village. And these roads will complete that part of our program, and then we'll start to head south in 2023 into Sun City. In terms of passenger rail, I know the mayor probably has some updates that we've been working on. So,
yeah, with the passenger rail, we've got an option to keep it available downtown with what we're doing with Caddy. Commuter rail is what's gone back and forth, which would be the train and trains into the city for, you know, more stops. If that were the case, we would look outside of the downtown area for the commuter aspect. For the passenger side, the Amtrak, that would be still slated for downtown as part of Caddy. With that development, there's room there for a platform. But it's like we've always talked about, is with every change in administration at the state level, that plan seems to change. So we're optimistic and hopeful, but there's no definite concrete plans in place.
Will there actually be a railway station that will be placed there if it all goes through?
It would be, for the passenger side, it would be a platform with, my understanding would be like a ticket booth, a little area inside Caddy. So that would be pretty much a train stop, but not a full-blown station per se.
Yeah, to build on the mayor's point, you know, that's something that we will be able to keep in place with the new Caddy redevelopment option that's in front of us. It's something that, you know, the mayor and I have talked, we are optimistic, but we're also realistic. You know, the village has spent in excess of $150,000 in attempting to be ready for new or passenger rail coming to our community. In 2014, we were asked to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the state to be ready to accept ridership by 2015. As the mayor stated, change in administration, change in that plan has led us to still keep an area available in the downtown for passenger rail, and we'll do that. We understand that there's currently an engineering study going on that would ultimately lead us back to being a stop for passenger rail, but we haven't seen anything in about a year.
Just a reminder, folks, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. If you need more information, go to huntleyradio.com, click on Contact Us, and you can put your questions in there. We can answer for you, and be happy to get back to you as quickly as we can. Once again, we'll get back to our guest, Dave Johnson, mayor, and the mayor of City of Huntley. Dave, I have a question for you. On the rail, do we know what route that would be, where it would go from to and from?
Yeah, so on the passenger side, what's always been contemplated would be from basically the Rockford area to Chicago. And that, at least the last time we were actively engaged with the state on this project, would entail basically one stop a day with the ability to increase to more in the future. You know, it's been a number of years since we've had really active communication on the project. We understand, again, that it's a priority at the state level, but we just haven't seen too much of late.
So that being the case, Dave, then what's it look like for parking for those that want to use the commuter train?
Yeah, I'll let the mayor answer the specific number of spaces. But in terms of investment in the downtown, obviously with an additional restaurant and looking to add more, we are in the process of engineering significant improvements in the downtown to the tune of about $5 million that will add additional parking, additional streetscape improvements to the downtown area. But I know the mayor, that's been an important part of the discussion from his perspective as well as the boards.
Yeah, that was part of the growth of downtown and expanding it even further than we have is parking. If you don't have ample parking for it to be convenient for people to come visit your downtown, they probably won't. So
correct.
Right around now, I think we're on the 200 mark for what we actively have between the lots, the street parking, our relationship with the First Congregational Church, when the projects that David mentioned earlier between the Caddy project and fire station number one, with the way that's all configured and designed, we're going to update some street parking around the square. And so when we're all done, we should be around the 540 number. So we're going to double what's there now. And it's going to be, it'll be ample for what we have going. And we still have got room to expand other places. So
that's great. That sounds great. What about the infrastructure? Anything that will benefit the city, Dave?
Yeah, so, you know, we are actively working on two major projects right now. One, we just held a public informational open house on the Kreutzer Road widening project east of Route 47 from basically the intersection with Walmart to Halagus Road. Right now, the estimated cost of that project is in the range of about $12 to $13 million. It's a significant, and it's a big part of our transportation network. We are still working on identifying funding options. We've gone out and obviously obtained some outside funding for the project, but we still need to really work on how we're going to make that project a reality. But in that same corridor, we are planning a new well, a water production facility, so both a well and a treatment plant. Right now, the estimated cost of that project is about $8 million. We were able to identify federal funding as one of our options from the ARPA money. So about 3.7 of the 8 million will come from the dollars that we've received from the federal government here in the last year. And we think that that's a good way to reinvest in our community and in our infrastructure.
That sounds great. The question got the redevelopment of the former fire district station one, the apartment complex. Will that be parking behind the building then, Dave, or how will that work?
Correct. So we will look to add basically a 38-space parking lot in back of the building. There are currently about 14 spaces on the north side of the old fire station. We'll look to basically create a parking field that is very similar to what you see in the back of the Barbecue King, back of the Legion, continue that from Woodstock Street through to the fire station property, and understand that it's an important part, as the mayor said, of a successful downtown. The majority of the parking that we are going to add will be on the south side of Main Street between Main and Mill as a part of the Caddy redevelopment. And it's something that we've identified as an important goal. We also know that we have some challenges, infrastructure challenges in that area as it relates to stormwater management and overhead utilities that we are currently working our way through.
Now, with the increase in homes, does that mean you have to have more fire stations also, Dave, or are you covered the way you are right now?
Yeah, the Fire Protection District is a separate governmental entity, but we have a really good relationship with them. I know that they just opened, obviously, a new fire station on the south end of town. We believe that they are a part of our development team and know what's coming. But these are areas, particularly on the east side, that we had identified many years ago as being single-family residential in the future. Obviously, Cider Grove started construction back in 2004, the first phase, and that originally was approved for 290 units, so we're only halfway there. So we've counted that, in our planning for a long time. And then the area south of Village Hall is an area that we'd always identified as for residential development at all as well. So it's ultimately now something that we're seeing come to reality.
Well, all this work that's going on, Dave, are you sleeping at night, or are you just working a 24-hour day?
No, we have a great team, right? It starts with the mayor and board. Our staff is, in my opinion, second to none. Leadership team that's outstanding. I think we all work well together, and certainly proud to be a part of it and thankful for that as well.
With all the development going on, do you see an increase in traffic that will create any bottlenecks anywhere with all this coming together?
I think one of the questions that the mayor and I get when we are out in Sun City ties directly to truck traffic, and it's something that we are prepared to address and look to tighten our ordinance as it relates to any potential interaction in residential neighborhoods between passenger vehicles and trucks. It's something that we don't believe that there will be a lot of, but understand that the world, the e-commerce and logistics world that we all live in today, is going to drive the need for additional trucks in and out of the community. But there's a reason why all these businesses are locating where they're at, and that's to get on and off I-90 as quickly as possible. They really, based on the conversations and understanding we have of all these businesses, that's what they want to do. Easy access off of I-90. It goes back to the opening statement that we made, right? So in 2013, we opened the interchange, a $60 million interchange. We knew and always planned for a significant amount of light industrial development in and around that interchange, and we planned and built that interchange and Route 47 and the intersection at Freeman and Damer to be able to handle all that traffic. And, you know, we looked out to the future when we partnered with the state to build that project, and I think that's what we are now seeing occur in that corridor.
Dave, one question that's come up with folks I've talked to, there's a lot of franchise restaurants, but will there ever be a fine dining or what you call a fine dining restaurant in the future?
You know, we are actively working on that. It's something that we work hard at it, but the reality is, the good news in Huntley is there's not a lot of space. There's not a lot of vacant buildings. The bad news is there's not a lot of space and a lot of vacant buildings. And that really works against us, right? Because, you know, we know even with the Barbecue King project, right, we acted essentially as the developer on that project, and we're doing the same on the DC Cobbs project. So, you know, the last two non-franchise businesses, restaurants that have opened, you know, we've essentially served as the developer to build the building to bring those restaurants to our community and understand the risks and costs associated with doing that. And, you know, particularly now in light of the world that we all live in, I think it's even more of a challenge from the cost aspect of it to understanding what may or may not happen in the future with the pandemic that we've all lived through the last 2 years, trying to get somebody to invest in $4 or $5 million to open a new restaurant is a challenge. But I will tell you that the mayor and our staff, we've been working actively on what I'd say is a higher end restaurant in and around, we hope, in the downtown area, in addition to the DC Cobbs. So we're optimistic, and we're working it. I don't expect anybody to feel sorry for us, because I know that, you know, that's what we're expected to do. But it's not an easy task right now to get restaurants to expand.
Yes, but the job you've done so far, you know, yourself, your mayor, the commission, the committees, I mean, it's really an admirable job, because there's a lot going on, that there's more development here than you see in a lot of towns, a lot of cities across the country and in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, and I appreciate you recognizing that, Ron. I think just to give you an idea where we're at, even to start 2022, right, it's we've seen almost $19 million in new projects come through our door through the first 2 months of the year. To put that in perspective, last year at this time we were about 4 million. So and last year was probably one of our best years in a long time in terms of and we look at it this way, right? The private sector investing in our community. So when we put these numbers out there, we understand that we've made it a desirable place for the private sector to invest and grow their business, and we're proud of that. And, you know, for the first time in our history, we've been asking this question when we go out. So we've exceeded a number in terms of our overall equalized assessed value that, you know, that I'm not sure if 20 years ago when we sat at an EAV of $150 million that we thought that we'd be over $1 billion in equalized assessed value in our community in less than 20 years later. So it's it puts us at near the top in and around the area. And based on everything that we have in the queue for 2022 and beyond, we think that we'll continue to build on that tax base. And the mayor and I were talking about this the other day. I think one of the important aspects for our community is we've never put all of our eggs in one basket when it comes to the building the foundation in terms of a tax base. And if you look at our highest valued properties. There are a number of different businesses that make up our top 10, and that's not the same with many of our surrounding neighbors, and we think that that's a good thing long term for the community.
One thing I'd like to add is, and it's a good job done by the previous boards over the last 30 years that we've experienced our growth, is there's been a desire to have it be varied in the type of it is. So it's not all residential, it's not all industrial, it's not all commercial. There's a nice balance there, and it's one thing that we try to keep as we move forward with people that are interested in developing in our town. So,
well, it shows in the hard work that you've done, Mr. Mayor, and Dave, the work certainly that you've done over the years. People have to thank both of you for your hard work and your efforts. It really means a lot. For you folks out there, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio Station. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Dave Johnson, for sharing your time with us. And have a great day.